And greetings, friends. Absolutely staggering events lie ahead in world affairs. A mysterious spirit war will take place within the next several years, which will change the complexion of world events. Your life will never be the same. How and why will this spirit war come about? How will it affect your life? You truly need to understand. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Merida, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Roderick C. Meredith asks, are you ready for the coming spirit war? And now, Roderick C. Meredith.
My friends, the Jesus Christ of your Bible spoke explicitly about a real Satan the devil, and he also talks about Satan's demons. Yet very few professing Christians even remotely understand this vital knowledge. Do you realize that millions of people, even today, are heavily influenced by demon spirits? That some of the grotesque and obscene crimes and murders are probably demon-inspired? That many people in mental institutions may be there for reasons beyond the physical? Even some physical ailments and sicknesses may result from demons. Most people don't realize that, but Jesus Christ did, and He was God in the flesh. Jesus Himself reveals this. Turn to your Bible. Open your Bible if you have one handy. Check up on me. Find what your own Bible says. Notice Luke 11. Turn to Luke 11, and I'm going to begin reading here in verse 14 in your Bible. Luke 11, verse 14. And Jesus was casting out a demon spirit, and it was mute. In other words, it caused the person to be unable to speak. It struck him in that way. We have people with ailments, and we just always assume, that it's physical. It may not be. Much of it is, of course, but it may not be. And so it was mute. So it was when the demon had gone out that the mute spoke, and the multitudes marveled. Jesus cast out that demon. But some of them said, He casts out demons by Beelzebub, the spirit or the ruler of the demons, the chief demon, Satan the devil. And others testing Him sought a sign from heaven. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said to them, notice what He said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against itself falls. Yes, we cannot have division in a nation or an institution, or that institution will fall. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his, who's he talking about? Satan. How will his, Satan's, kingdom stand? Satan does have a kingdom. Think about that. Jesus said so. He has spirit beings all over. And when you understand it, there are millions of them. Millions of them. How shall his kingdom stand? Because you say, I cast out demons by Beelzebub. Yes, Satan has a kingdom, so we need to understand that. Now notice Jesus' statement about Satan personally approaching him. Turn with me back to the Gospel of John, if you would. The Gospel of John, chapter 13 and verse 23. Chapter 13 and verse 23. At this last occasion, the Passover, sometimes called incorrectly the Last Supper, at the Passover here, there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. This was John himself. And they tried to get him to ask who it was that would betray him. So he said, with the one I have dipped the bread with when I give him the piece of bread. Now verse 27, after the piece of bread, and he dipped it and gave it to Judas Iscariot, Satan entered him. Satan the devil, personally, the great, powerful spirit being, and there is one, my friends, whether you understand it or not, there really is such a being, a powerful being, not just the idea of good. He is a being. And in years to come, most of you will probably come to understand that, because Satan is going to intervene, and there is going to be a spirit war affecting your life. But Satan entered Judas. Then Jesus said, "What you do, do quickly." He went out to betray Jesus. He was directly involved in causing Jesus Christ to be killed. He wanted to destroy him because Jesus was going to come again to take over the kingdoms of this world, of course, and to upset Satan's kingdom in that way. Notice John 16 now. John chapter 16, and I'm going to begin reading here in verse 7. Here he talked about the Holy Spirit. He says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth," in John 16:7, "it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him. And when he has come, the Holy Spirit, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness and judgment, because of sin, because they do not believe in me, because of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you will see me no more, of judgment, because the ruler," notice this, my friends, "the ruler of this world is judged." He wasn't talking about himself. He wasn't talking about God being judged, obviously. He was talking about Satan the devil. Satan is the present ruler of this world's society. Satan and his demons were very real to Jesus Christ, the Christ of your Bible. A number of modern historians and writers have acknowledged that Adolf Hitler at times seemed to be overcome by a demonic frenzy. He would just go into raving fits, and he seemed to have a supernatural power behind him that emanated out, not just some normal human upset, which would frighten bigger and stronger men around him. Satan does heavily influence or even possess individuals who unwittingly yield themselves to his spirit influence. Yes, he does. Notice Matthew chapter 10. Turn with me now, if you would, to Matthew chapter 10 in your Bible and check up and see what your Bible says. These are very interesting and significant things. Matthew 10, verse 1. Here Jesus is sending out the 12 apostles. When he had called his 12 disciples, he gave them power, it says, to over unclean spirits, over demons, to cast them out, and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. And then he names the apostles, or the writer does, Matthew does, says in verse 5, "These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not enter into any way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Not the kingdom in heaven, but the kingdom of heaven. Not up in heaven, but the kingdom of heaven. Heal the sick. That's another thing that true Christians did do and understand, which has been lost to most of Christianity. Cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, all forms of that when you understand. Cast out demons. That was one of the things God's servants did do. They understood that. Cast out demons. Most ministers today think demons are just superstitious, and they don't understand that there are real spirit beings, but there are. Luke chapter 10 now. Turn to Luke chapter 10, my friends, and we're going to see some more about this. Luke chapter 10. Here, Jesus is sending out now 70 others. You often would hear, well, these are just the apostles did those things. No, 70 other young men, 35 teams of young men went out doing these same things, when you understand. After these things, Luke 10, verse 1, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them out to places where he would go. And as they went out, he said, verse 8, "Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as set before you, and heal the sick." Yes, he told them to heal. "And say to them, the kingdom of God has come on you." Yes, the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. What about demons? Well, it doesn't say here until the end. But when they came back, notice verse 17, they did understand that other, and undoubtedly he told them. Because in verse 17, "Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." Yes, the demon spirits were subject. And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." He saw Satan trying to fight God way, way back when, which he's going to once again. "Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So he told them that, and they were just the 70 others. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits, see, there are spirits, demon spirits, are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You're written in the book of life. How did this Satan, the devil, come into being? And how did Satan's demons originate? Think about it. My friends, before going into that, I invite you to call us or write us for a free audio tape. I have this audio tape right here. It's called Dangers of the Occult. Dangers of the Occult. And on the other side, is there a real devil? So you listen to both sides and you'll get a whole hour telling you about Satan and his demons. This exciting and very revealing tape will open your eyes to what is really going on in the unseen world. You can play this tape at your leisure, and it'll give you a deeper understanding of this vital topic. You can play it in your car in your leisure time and understand. So call now and request your free copy of this audio tape, Dangers of the Occult. Just ask for the tape on the occult. That's all you need. Call now.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5582. That's 1-800-934-5582. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic on the coming spirit war. My friends, because of world events and what I am led by God to see coming, I deeply feel that the major spirit war talked about in your Bible, particularly in the book of Revelation, but certainly indicated elsewhere, may actually take place within the next 5 to 10 years of your life. So I'm not talking about way off in the future. 10 years might seem a long time to some of you young kids, but most of you know that 5 or 10 years goes by pretty quick. And these things are already underway to predict and to show the coming of Christ. This spirit war that I'm talking about, and we'll describe more, will begin to happen. And I'm warning you ahead of time about unusual events you need to watch for. Jesus tells us to watch and pray. As we have seen, my friends, Jesus Christ directly talked about and personally dealt with demon spirits many times. The spirit world is real, but many foolish people try to dabble in the occult and then unwittingly are overcome by Satan or his demons, and they are demon-influenced, or some even become demon-possessed. How did Satan come about? Did God create a devil? For the genuine answer, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 14 in your own Bible. Again, let the Bible answer these questions. Isaiah 14 and verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Yes, how are you fallen from heaven? Satan was cast down out of heaven because he'd rebelled and was trying to fight God. How are you cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations? For you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Yes, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to be just like God. This spirit of competition, this spirit of greed, this spirit of warfare originated with Satan the devil. And now we see it spread all over the world. And people don't want to be submissive to their parents or to their teachers or to those in authority. They want to fight and they want to argue and they want to war. And Satan started this whole attitude. I also will sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit, God says. And so this being was to be cast back down. And that describes this being right there. Ezekiel chapter 28, notice verse 1. He's describing here the prince of Tyre. And he says, because your heart is lifted up, because you say, I am a God. I sit in the seat of gods in the midst of the seas. But he says, you're a man and not a God. And he describes how he's going to bring him down. This being, the Prince of Tyre, was a literal king or prince over the principality or the government of Tyre. And God describes how he's to be brought down. Tyre was the New York of the ancient world, a very powerful, absolutely rich, commanding city. And this man got all puffed up, just like Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini got all puffed up, and Joseph Stalin later, and other great dictators of our modern world became like gods. Some of you remember the ceremonies they used to have back there with Adolf Hitler, where they'd scream, Sieg Heil, and literally worship him. And with Benito Mussolini, of course, they'd say, Viva il Duce, over and over again. Great big ceremonies, like these men were gods up there on their balcony or wherever they were standing. That's what happens to some of these dictators. But then he comes now to an even greater being. This man was the Prince of Tyre. Notice verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king. The other man was the prince, obviously in charge when you read it, but now the king. Who is the real king? Who can this man be? You were a seal, the seal of perfection, he says, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Now, we don't normally talk of a man like that. This was more than a man. As you'll see, this was a spirit being, perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Yes, there was an Eden. I know a lot of us are taught, well, these are fairy tales. They're not fairy tales. In a few years, my friends, the great God of heaven is going to begin to intervene and shake the nations, literally, with earthquakes and other terrible storms and things. And you're going to come to realize that this program you're listening to now is the one that's been telling you specifically about what's going to happen. And you will see it happen in your lifetime, most of you. These things will begin to happen within the next 5 to 10 years. And the grand smash climax of human affairs will undoubtedly occur within the next 20 years of your life. That is the second coming of Christ at his feet standing on the Mount of Olives. Events are speeding up. That God is real. And I hope you can all understand it. So we do need to understand. Here's a man that's very powerful, or a being, a spirit being who is literally in Eden, the garden of God. This is the revelation from the Creator. Let's pay attention. Every precious stone was your covering. And he describes a number of precious stones, the workmanship of your timbrels and pipes, describing things of music when you understand it. Satan's very much into beautiful music, because music is an instrument that can sway people's emotions and attitudes. And Satan often uses it the wrong way. It's a wonderful thing if it's used in the right way. It was prepared for you in the day you were created. Notice that. In the day you were created. This was a created being, a great cherub, a super archangel created by God who turned against God and began to fight God. You were the anointed cherub who covers. Yes, right in God's throne, helping cover the Holy of Holies at one time. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walk back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created, a created being, till iniquity was found in you. Yes, Satan began to rebel by the abundance of your trading, his actions, perhaps including politicking, trying to get these other angels, and he eventually took one-third of the angels in rebellion against God. You became filled with violence. And you sinned, therefore I'm casting you as a profane thing out of the mountain or out of the kingdom of God. And I destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery stones. Now the word destroyed here can mean counterwork. He didn't literally destroy him at that time, but he did destroy him, counterwork him, nullify him, and put him out of God's kingdom, God's government. Now notice what Jesus directly taught in Matthew 12. Turn with me to Matthew 12, and Jesus here is talking about that very thing. And I want us to understand that. Matthew chapter 12, and beginning in verse 22. Then one was brought to Jesus who was demon-possessed, blind. Yes, demons can cause blindness, and mute, unable to speak. And he healed him so much that the blind and mute both spoke and saw, and the people were amazed. But when the Pharisees heard it, these other religious leaders, they were jealous, of course. And they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Every kingdom or house divided shall not stand. And if Satan is divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Once again, Jesus reveals Satan does have a literal kingdom. It is an organized kingdom to a certain extent with many millions of demons under Satan the devil trying to overthrow God's plan, God's purpose, God's people. We need to understand, my friends. Again, be sure to write us or call us and request this very revealing free audio tape entitled Dangers of the Occult. This tape will open your eyes, my friends, to the reality of the unseen world. You will learn what you should do to avoid the traps set by Satan and his demons. So call now and request this free audio tape. This is a very powerful tape. Request this audio tape on the dangers of the occult. Call now before you forget.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5582. That's 1-800-934-5582. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now, my friends, turn with me to Revelation 12 in your Bible. Notice the first few verses describe the woman, ancient Israel, giving birth to the Messiah. And it tells here in verse 5, she bore a male child who was caught up to rule, who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then it describes the woman fleeing into the wilderness. This is the woman now becoming spiritual Israel, the true church of God, having to flee to a place of safety from the apostasy that took over the church right after the death of the original apostles. And I'll cover that in detail with many other scriptures in next week's program. But right after that, after they flee, there's a gap. And frankly, God picks up the story, as he often does in prophecy, about 2,000 years later. He comes to the time of the end, verse 7, and you'll see this is talking about the time of the end. Just read it with me, verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Now we come to our time today, the next 5 to 10 years from now, approximately. The next 5 to 10 years of your life. Something like this is going to happen. It's going to have an effect here on this earth, as I will explain. War breaks out. Michael, the great prince of God, the true cherub, and his angels fought against the dragon, Satan, and the dragon and his angels fought. And they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. The whole world is deceived. Are you in the world? Think about it, my friends. I'm sure you are. You're in the world, and the whole world is deceived. God makes that pretty plain throughout the whole New Testament, that this world is Satan's world, basically cut off from God, and now coming to the end of 6,000 years of human government apart from God, and Christ soon coming back as King of kings and Lord of lords to set up his kingdom. And so Satan is cast to the earth and his angels. Once again, then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, who accused them before our God day and night. He's been cast down. Satan is once again, as he was perhaps millions of years ago, cast back down. He tries to fight God and fight the very Creator and is cast back down to this earth, this time at the end of the age in absolute fury. Now he thinks and realizes he's losing. He's going to be replaced by Christ and the true saints who are called by God, because it tells us in so many places, like Revelation 2 and verse 26, they who overcome will become rulers over the nations under Jesus Christ. We are called for that very purpose. Most Christians are not taught that. They're just taught, believe on Jesus and that's all there is. No, God tells us to obey Him, to serve Him, to grow in grace and in knowledge, and to develop God's character through the Spirit of God and Christ in us. Then we can be fit to rule under Christ. Satan knows all that, but he's deceived this world, so most of them and most professing Christians don't know that. They don't know it. They don't understand it. They think religion is just a matter of sentiment. It is not. But Satan now realizes he's losing out. And so he accused the brethren of God, God's people, before God, day and night. And he is the great accuser. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Think about it. Some apparently were going to be tortured, and some in our future are going to be. And a great false church tortured people through the dark ages. And this type of thing is going to happen again, my friends, and you do need to understand. You need to think. I'm telling you this ahead of time. Please watch world events and watch these very things develop. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. You see, Satan's coming back down to this earth, this time with fury. And he's going to have an influence on people more than he has ever done before. And you will see it. Most of you who live on the next 5 to 10 years will begin to feel that. Odd, weird type of behavior. Men are butchering others and torturing them and doing things in a very perverted manner. Strange manifestations in the sky. Odd seances and things that are not from God. They're of the devil. And if you read your Bible, you'll be able to figure it out. Again, be sure to write us or call us and request this very revealing free audio tape entitled Dangers of the Occult. And tune in every single week to Tomorrow's World program. On this program, you will gain precious information and insights available nowhere else. Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, and I will give you understanding of current events and of the exciting prophecies of tomorrow's world. See you right here next week.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5582. That's 1-800-934-5582. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.